Here's your morning brief for Friday, May 27th. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. lawmakers are focusing on enhanced background checks and red flag laws as possible areas of compromise, following the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas this week, where 19 children and two teachers were killed. Lawmakers are expected to continue talks this weekend. In eastern Ukraine's Donbas region, Russian forces made fresh gains and threatened to encircle a large group of Ukrainian forces fighting there. Ukrainian officials have appealed to Western nations for more weapons. And 2 years since the special purpose acquisition companies boom began, companies are already warning they may go bust. According to research firm Audit Analytics, at least 25 companies that merged with SPACs between 2020 and 2021 have issued so-called going concern warnings in recent months. The warnings come when a company's auditor determines there is substantial doubt about its ability to stay afloat for the next month. Markets in Asia ended higher, and European shares were mostly higher in early trading. U.S. stock futures rose, putting major indexes on track to extend a recent stretch of gains and snap a punishing losing streak. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist or your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.